We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get over there!
Everybody up there!
Get into it!
Away!
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Grill Nation on 980 AM KMBZ and on grillnationshow.com. Appreciate you joining as well today on podcast via iTunes and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Jason Grill. You can connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. Hope you're having a great week so far. Exciting show today. I want to thank our partners and supporters of Grill Nation with Jason Grill off the top of the show today. They are Truss, MoBank, BOK Financial, Two West Advisors, and Ryan Rink. Those are our title sponsors of the Grill Nation show. Also, contributors and guest hosts of the show are The Rieger, KC, and Jay Rieger & Co. Ryan Maybe is a bi-monthly guest here on Grill Nation. Enjoy having Ryan on the show. Can't See Power and Light District, we're going to be talking to them again very soon. And Reactor Design Studios and Clifton Alexander, guest host and on-air contributor. Clifton always brings a lot of energy, great insight, and looking forward to have him on again. I believe next week you'll be coming on and joining me on the Grill Nation show. On today's show, we are going to be talking about some exciting events coming up here in Kansas City, as well as talk about technology, thought leadership, and entrepreneurship with our second guest. Our first guest today is Stefan White, who's the president of Friends of the River. I'm going to have him on to talk about some of the things that are going on with them and kind of educate us on that, but also talk to us about what they are staging here in the month of May. The Guinness Book of World Records biggest lightsaber battle will be taking place at Berkeley Park on May the 6th as part of Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month. All proceeds will be going to Children's Mercy Hospital. So we're going to have some fun here. We have some lightsabers in the studio today. We've never had those in studio, so that's pretty cool. And then after Stefan, we are going to be talking to George Brooks, who is the founder of Crema Labs in the Crossroads. Great guy, great thought leader in the area, and has a good company that he's grown with his co-founders. Wanted to have George on the show, had him on maybe when we were the Entrepreneur KC so many years ago, to kind of catch up with us and see what he's doing. He's doing a lot of international and projects throughout this country and throughout international land. So we'll have George Brooks on the show coming up here shortly. Appreciate you again for joining us today on 980 AM. Again, connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill. Here we are with our first guest today. What's going on today, Stefan?
Thank you very much for having me.
Stefan.
I'd answer to anything
now. I feel
like
Stefan is cooler. Stefan.
It's what my mother calls me, but the other half of the family calls me Stefan. So.
Stefan White is here. Reached out to me, a listener of the show, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Reached out to me. We have a mutual friend at the KC Pet Project, Tori, over there, who was on the show recently, and got an email from you, and I'm very excited to talk to you because I don't know very much about Friends of the River, and I know you've been very passionate and active in this for many years. Just recently, the president.
I don't claim the last 14 years of what we've done, but 14 years we've been around KC. It was actually established or started to raise money and funding for the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, and as they were tracking Lewis and Clark moving across the country, each city that they passed through was holding a big celebration. And so Friends of the River was founded as part of that celebration to happen again down at Berkeley Riverfront Park.
Which is a great park, which
it's awesome.
Undergoing a lot of development's going to be happening down there on the riverfront, I think, soon. you know, I go down there sometimes and it's just, there's just some weekends it's just packed. You know, you forget about it sometimes. It's such a good asset.
I think it's one of the most forgotten things in Kansas City. It's this park that's in the heart of the city. And I talk about a lot Berkeley Riverfront being zero in the city because all of the streets, whether you go north or south or east or west, the river is zero. And so that park is actually in the heart of the city. Hmm. And it's open 24/7, 365. It's well lit. You can always find people down there with dogs and running and all kinds of stuff.
And there's always something going on there, it seems like, too.
We keep it busy.
Especially in the summer months.
We like to keep it busy down there.
One day I went down there last year, I think it was, for a run or something, and there was like 2,000 people doing yoga down there. Some wanderlust type stuff. And
yeah.
I was blown away. I was like, whoa, what's going on down here? But it was so cool. There is so many things happening. And what do you do in your day-to-day?
Day job, I'm all over the city these days anymore. I actually partner with George on some projects. So that's funny that he's coming
really?
In next. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did not know that. That's the power of Kansas City.
It really
you know,
is.
It's a 2.5 million people city, but it's really a big town, right?
There's just 12 of us that know each other. But yeah, we have a design company. So, web and web apps and letterhead and
cool.
business cards. And then we also do weird things, like TV sets and staging for theaters and you name it, we do it.
That's great. Entrepreneur yourself then, huh?
Yes. I try to. I failed more than I've succeeded, but but I still claim it, yes.
Any good advice you have for any of the folks listening today about being in the business world and being successful? Even though you said you failed, but that's the best part about entrepreneurship. You learn from your failures. So what little tidbit do you have for us? Anything there you can share?
You know, it's kind of it's a lame quote, and I don't know who said it, but I heard it, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years ago, is when you ask for money, everyone will offer advice. And when you start to offer, or when you start to ask for advice, people will start to offer you money.
Oh,
and
wow.
I don't know who said that. I don't know. I can't even remember who told that to me, but it was a fascinating thing. When I was trying to launch the very first business, every conversation was, do you have money? Do you have money? Do you have money? And as soon as I changed the conversation to, do you have advice? Do you have advice? Do you have advice? More and more people started offering money. And it was just a weird thing that's always stuck with me in the back of my head for the last 12 years is that never ask for money, ask for advice, and people will just pull their checkbooks out. Especially in this town. There is always someone that wants to invest in something here.
I've never heard that before. That
I don't know who said it. So if not, I'm going to take it and claim it as my own.
You should. I would. I would definitely do that. That's so cool. So you're just a very busy person, it sounds like.
I try to stay that way.
Yeah.
Lots of sleepless nights.
So Friends of the River, what kind of time does that take up in your daily life? Because off air, we were talking about some of the events you have coming up. It seems to me that there's a lot of things that happen kind of. We're now starting to start that process. For months, you're going to have stuff going on with that.
Yeah, pretty much as soon as May hits, we will run something every weekend or every week down there in the park all the way through the end of August and even into September.
Mm-hmm. 4th of July being one of the
4th of July being the biggest thing that we do. It's one of the largest events in Kansas City, and that is KC River Fest. It's the all day food trucks and games for kids and activities, and the KC Kite Club comes out, and we've got some really cool surprises this year. 14 bands across 2 stages, and then of course we end with Kansas City's largest fireworks show, and it's right there over the Missouri River.
Very cool.
Incredible photos, and anytime you see an advertisement for Kansas City, I love the fact that I can count all of the photos of our event in that Visit KC advertisement.
Again, Friends of the River Kansas City, and we're going to be getting into this awesome event they're going to have coming up here in May. Can't wait to talk about that. The lightsaber battle, trying to set a Guinness Book of World Record here, is a organization formed and operated as a volunteer board, formed in 2004 to manage the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial Celebration. For KC now hosts the Midwest Premier Independence Day event, KC River Fest. All different types of events, including history and education, conservation, recreation, entertainment, to draw attention to the organizations working to make the Kansas City Riverfront a special place for all to enjoy. Again, we sometimes forget about that, but it is such an asset here in Kansas City. Stefan White is our guest, Friends of the River. Really excited about our next segment, Stefan. We're going to talk all about this lightsaber battle you have coming up here on May 6th.
And I brought some lightsabers so we can battle.
I can't wait. We'll be right back after the break with some lightsaber battles here on Grill Nation. and welcome back to Grill Nation with Jason Grill. Appreciate you joining us again after the break. Hope you're enjoying the show today. You're listening on 980 AM KMBZ or on podcasts on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Thanks to those joining us online as well at grillnationshow.com. We're talking to Stephen White, who is a president of Friends of the River. Good a tutorial there on what you guys do each year. Stephen, on those, all the things that happen at the riverfront. But one of the reasons why you reached out, we got connected was the Guinness Book of World Records lightsaber battle, attempt for charity, kicking off Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month with lightsaber battle May 6th at Berkeley Riverfront Park is the main event. There's going to be all kinds of other stuff happening too. Battle for KC to benefit Children's Mercy Hospital. Pretty cool. You've been working really hard on this.
It has been an exciting 10 months. This started as a weird conversation that we had as the board. For years and years, we ran movies on the riverfront, and we would put up one of those gigantic screens in the middle of the park and have a projector and a sound system, and people would come and they would watch a movie, usually a movie from the 80s.
Sure, the good ones.
Yeah, the good ones that everybody loves and knows and can quote along to.
Yeah.
And we've done that for almost 7 years, and now you can't throw a rock in Kansas City and someone's not showing an outdoor movie somewhere in a park or on the side of a building or whatever it might be. And so I came back to the board last year in August, and I said, I just think that this has been done. We started it. Let's start the next big thing.
Uh-huh.
And so I challenged every board member. We have 22 on our board to come with an idea, whether it's a one-day event, whether it's an afternoon event, whether it's a recurring event, whatever it might be, come to the table next month with some idea that we can replicate and that would take over movies on the riverfront. So we had some incredible ideas pitched. Actually, we're moving on three of them this year. The first one being Riverfront Fitness, and we're actually offering fitness classes every Wednesday from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, May through August, September, in the park. That will happen every week. And then we also are going to do, on August 20th, part of International Picnic Day, a thing called Play at the Park. And we got 111 gigantic 7-foot swans that we're going to race down the river, kind of like those duck races that you've seen on TV.
Duck races. Everyone loves a good duck race.
But this time we're going to do a giant swans. We're looking for companies to sponsor a swan so they can have bragging rights that they have the fastest swan in the Missouri. And I actually found a paddle boat that looks like a swan, and I'm trying desperately to convince Mayor James to get in that paddle boat and lead the swans down the river.
That'd be kind of cool.
I would love it.
That'd be a great photo op.
So the people came up with great ideas.
Yeah.
And the idea that I never thought was going to pass the board, the idea that I never thought was going to get off the table, was Stephen came to us and he had this idea for the Guinness Book of World Records largest lightsaber battle. There's a lot of tie-ins with the month of May being Cystic Fibrosis Month, like you mentioned. And also there's a direct tie-in to Children's Mercy Hospital in the fact that a lot of people haven't been into Children's Mercy Hospital, but you go into that place and it feels like Disney. It feels like some other place that's not in Kansas City. And they purposefully do that. Mm-hmm. But one of the tie-ins with cystic fibrosis and all of the breathing treatments and the mouth apparatus and the things that the kids have to do is a lot of masks and a lot of headwear.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a direct tie-in, if you get on any of the internet stuff, between cystic fibrosis and Star Wars. And so we just thought, what a great opportunity to run with this event and let's do it. And so Stephen pitched that we have the Guinness Book of World Records largest lightsaber battle. We take over companies and landmarks in Kansas City and government agencies. And he pitched it to the board, and I never in a million years thought that it was going to get voted on by the board and pass, and it unanimously passed.
Wow.
So then we took it to Port KC and pitched it to them because Berkeley Park is their park. And I never thought it was going to pass Berkeley Park. And they came back with flying colors and they said, how can we be involved? And they were actually our very first sponsor to sign up and sponsor the event.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took it to the city. And of course, every step along the way, I think we're going to get shut down. We take it to the city and the city's like, game on. Let's do this.
Let's try it. Yeah.
So the city hopped on board. And then the next step was KCPD because we're beating each other with sticks in a public park. And they came back and they were like, no, this is totally okay with us. So here we are 10 months later getting ready for Battle for KC, the Guinness Book of World Records largest lightsaber battle.
Oh, my gosh. Plus, you got the Guinness Book of World Records people coming.
They were. That was a lot of back and forth and one of the craziest contracts I've ever seen in my entire life with all the rules and regulations and stipulations. But
But what an experience and what a good fundraiser. And also, too, what a great visual. I mean, for our city and for your organization. I mean, just for with the media exposure that we'll get out of this, both locally and nationally, hopefully.
And we feel that there's going to be quite a bit of it. There's a lot of stations locally that said, we want to be there. We want to do the thing. We want to follow you guys around on the 4th and the 5th and the 6th as you put this together.
So May 4th is where it starts, kind of May 4th be with you, the whole
Star Wars thing. Yep.
So you guys are going to be doing this on the 6th at 4 p.m. at Berkeley Riverfront Park. But we won't spoil anything, but there could be other surprises as well.
We have lots of surprises in store that evening on the 6th. The costume contest isn't a big surprise. A lot of people want to dress up and come and do the thing. And we really wanted to hold this on May the 4th. Mm-hmm. But in talking with families, it was just too difficult to put the thing together on a Thursday night and have people come out and participate, especially because this is a family-friendly event. So we just thought, all right, let's move it to Saturday and we'll put it on May the 6th. And as soon as we announced it on the internet kind of took over and has made it May the 5th.
Yeah, right.
And so it's kind of taken on a life of its own.
Yeah. And then, too, we have in Kansas City right now, or this weekend, we have the, not Comic-Con, but there's a comic-type event going on, too. So this is like an entire, like, week of comics and Star Wars and lightsabers and costumes. I mean, it's crazy.
We are Kansas City. Give us your artists. Give us your nerds. Give us your entrepreneurs. We will take all of you into this city.
I always think it's interesting because I live downtown when there is always stuff going on. And I didn't realize that until I moved down there. People that don't live down there don't realize that there's always constant movement. And people think on the weekends everyone leaves from the offices, but on the weekends it's even more busy. Last week we had huge sporting tournaments going on with youth volleyball, whatnot. Thousands of people down there at all times. Last night we had WWE, and now I'm starting to see people in costumes walking around. So
it's already starting. They've started loading in into Bartle Hall already, and it's if you look downtown, it's an interesting mix of people.
It really is. And then I remember last year I went to a Royals day game, and then I got in the elevator at Costantino's or One Life Fitness with Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk. So yeah. I mean, it's funny who you'll run into, right?
Did he have his giant Hulk hands?
He's a big guy. He is a big guy. But anyway, so just you have to show up with a lightsaber. How's this going to work? So if I'm wanting to attend, sure. I know you have a website, too, we want to promote as well.
We have the web and all of the social media, and they're all Battle4KC. And the four is actually the number four, not the word four, across all the social. But there are ticket packages. Part of what we do with Friends of the River and part of our charter of our board is that everything we do at the park has to be accessible to all walks of life and all people of the city. So there's always a get in, participate dollar value. And for that, we've got a $10 ticket that gets you into the event and it gets you a lightsaber so you can participate. And then tickets at stage.
And you've got lightsabers here.
I do have lightsabers.
These are cool.
In my garage right now, I have 10,041 of these. So,
and we will post a photo of us on the Grill Nation website as well as on my social media with what these lightsabers look like. I like it. I haven't had one of these since I was a kid, man.
You've waited this long?
Yeah, and I'm a Star Wars fan. I'm a Star Wars and Batman guy. I never got into Spider-Man or Superman. I was always about Star Wars and Batman.
Batman and I like the Green Lantern, but that is as deep as I went into it. I'm not a Star Wars fan. I probably should not admit that, but I never got into it as a kid, especially when the new movies came out. I really didn't get into them. I tried my hardest.
I got into them because I remember I was in college when they came out, and so I was watching them with a girlfriend in college. She had never seen the beginning one, so we went through all of them. At that point, I think there was six of them. And I've been going religiously every year to the new ones.
The new ones are good.
Yeah, they are. Even the middle ones. Even the one that came out last year, like the middle story, where they're like, now they've got so many things, it's kind of hard to keep track. And two of the main characters, in my opinion, the last two movies look very similar. The female character, they look very, they look alike to me. So I'm getting mixed up in my head. What movie was that? What movie? But they are entertaining.
So, you're going to make so many Star Wars fans upset with you on the internet right now. I do it all the time. Every time I say that I'm not a Star Wars fan, but I can hold a Star Wars event, people just come out of the woodwork. Like, let me tell you the 40 reasons why you should be a fan.
So May 4th and May 5th,
corporate takeovers. We will come to your office. We will battle. We will give you all lightsabers and let you battle the stormtroopers that we deliver to you and have a lot of fun and raise money for Children's Mercy.
So Battle KC kicks off with a week of events beginning at Planet Comic Con on Friday, April 28th. Corporate takeovers Thursday and Friday, May 4th and 5th. And then Saturday, May 6th at 4 p.m. at Berkeley Riverfront Park with the lightsaber battle. We're going for the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest lightsaber battle in the galaxy of any city?
Of any city of in the entirety of the world. What we found with this is there's a lot of places and a lot of people that have claimed that they have done this before, but no one has appropriately filled out the paperwork. Mm-hmm. So we're the first people to fill out the paperwork and actually lock this in and say that we can hold this title. So if one person shows up, we have done the right paperwork, we can hold the title.
Again, this is to benefit Children's Mercy Hospital's Cystic Fibrosis Center, and a great organization, obviously, at Children's Mercy Hospital. It's a great opportunity to eliminate a greater evil. Cystic fibrosis, have some fun. The website, again, is battle4kc.com if you want more information. Stephen White has been our guest, president of Friends of the River KC. Again, be looking out for stormtroopers all around Kansas City on May 4th and 5th. There'll be some potential surprises as well. You never know where they'll show up. You never know where you might need a lightsaber. The local business community is heavily involved in this. We're going to see all kinds of things on social media. You're going to see things on the news. Great way to get involved. Great time to visit the Berkeley Riverfront Park. Looking forward to seeing it. Can't wait to see how it goes, man. I know you've been working hard on this.
Thank you. And an awesome band is opening us up. The Fantastics are playing out there for the first hour and a half.
Family friendly as well?
Absolutely.
We'll see kids. We'll see parents. We'll see people of all ages.
And Children's Mercy has their team out there. It's disability friendly as well.
Oh,
just,
great.
Just show up and we will take really good care of you.
This is going to be a great event here May 6th at 4 p.m. at Berkeley Riverfront Park. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much.
We'll be right back on Grill Nation. Hello and welcome back to Grill Nation with Jason Grill, 980 AM, KMBZ, and on grillnationshow.com. Appreciate you podcasters listening as well on iTunes and Stitcher Radio today. Great segments there. It was fun to talk about the largest lightsaber battle in the United States and country happening in Kansas City May 6th. We hopefully set a Guinness Book of World Records. Be on the lookout for stormtroopers throughout Kansas City. It's a really cool event for Children's Mercy Hospital, Friends of the River, KC. Appreciate our guests for joining us in our first and second segments today. I want to thank our partners and supporters of Grill Nation again. They're just great people here throughout Kansas City. I'd recommend them highly if you need help in any of these areas. Title sponsors are Truss, MoBank, BOK Financial, and Two West Advisors, and Ryan Rink. Also want to thank our guest contributors and co-hosts, as well as on-air supporters, The Rear KC, J. Rear & Co., Kansas City Power Light District, and Reactor Design Studios. Our next guest is a guy that if you have worked in the entrepreneur space here in Kansas City for, you know, the basis of, since kind of we kind of had a rebirth, I guess. Mm-hmm. He was involved with 1 Million Cups for a while. He started a business called Crema Labs with a great co-founder. But he's been around kind of the tech world slash design world slash entrepreneurship world in Kansas City for a handful of years, and does a great job with what he does. George Brooks is joining me today for our third and fourth segments, founder of Crema Labs, correct?
Well, we shortened it.
Crema.us.
It's Crema.us. It's okay. Crema. We're just Crema now. Because you say Crema Lab at a party, and people think you say Criminal Lab.
Ah.
And we're not a criminal lab. We don't experiment with criminals.
Well,
so.
It's funny you say that because I was just at the in the FBI Citizens Academy, which we talked about.
Ah, yeah.
And I was at the forensics laboratory the other day. It's actually in Briarcliff, and it's spectacular. They took us through the whole. I mean, when there's a crime and there's a phone that's in the river for 42 days, when someone's submerged in the river, they can make the phone work again. If they're a criminal shoots
crazy.
Just crazy technology stuff. But they are really a lab.
Yeah. No, and we're not like that, right? And so we dropped the lab. Now, I will say we still have, I mean, legally we're still Crema Lab.
Online, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And also Crema Lab for us, the lab part of it is all the projects that we're doing internally. Mm-hmm. So not our client work. So it's anything we're doing for ourselves.
And you guys have been around for a good amount of time now.
It's 8 years now.
Is that it?
Yeah, 8 years. 10 years on my own, though.
Okay.
So I went out as a freelance designer 10 years ago.
Okay. And what was that experience like for you?
Man, so some of
a lot of people do that in Kansas City.
Yeah, so some people know the story. I mean, I think that there's two different ways you can move into entrepreneurship. There's that idea of what you want to go do, and you kind of pursue it, and you go for it, and it's this dream, and sometimes you're shoved into it.
Mm-hmm.
And mine was, I was shoved into it. Either you get fired, you know, which happens, or laid off, or whatever the word you want to use.
Or you kind of want to, that's one way, or you kind of like, you know what, I'm tired. I've got a potential people that want to hire me.
Yeah.
I kind of want to have some freedom.
So mine was actually different, completely different shoving off. And that was that my daughter, when she was born, was in the hospital for the first 7 months of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was never at work, and I wanted to be at the hospital. And I said, let me go be a contractor and let me be a designer. And so I literally started what would become Crema from KU Med, a hospital room in KU Med. And just a real quick to kind of finish that story. She's in third grade.
We like that story.
Yeah. If you didn't know the difference, she's doing great. So
great.
I might have had two more kids since then, but she was the reason. And so I always know how long I've been out of my own by how old she is. I'll never forget that. So
mm-hmm.
She's 10 years old now, and I've been in business for 10 years.
And you guys have grown.
We have, right? We feel like
you
feel
and your co-founder, Dan.
Yeah, Dan. Dan and I, we joined up, like I said, about 8 years ago. We stayed at that kind of, you know, sweet spot of like 4 to 8 people for several years. And that was such a fun, like mm-hmm. small little boutique size. And then we kind of doubled up. So I think we're right at 20 now.
Yeah.
20 guys and girls building epic products. It's a lot of fun.
So, the website is
Crema.us,
Crema.us. Crema.us.
Still trying to get that .com. So expensive.
But, I know, right? Again, just give us a elevator pitch on what you guys do.
Yeah. So we work with funded entrepreneurs or innovative brands to create new products and take them to market.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily digital products. We're really a product development studio.
Mm-hmm.
So we help vet ideas. So we prototype and test new ideas, and then we actually build out full platforms and ecosystems and take them and try to get users to get on board and help them grow.
And you guys have worked both in Kansas City and nationally and internationally, right?
Yeah. I mean, it ebbs and flows. It's funny because we'll actually have a year where we will almost have no Kansas City clients, and then a year where it's all Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've just kind of come up out of a year of working with guys in Toronto and New York and Cincinnati. We've had a bunch of clients in, you know, San Francisco and Seattle, and then even as far out as Switzerland. And so, yeah, all over the place now. Yeah.
How did you get in touch with those types of folks in different cities? I mean, I know Nate Olson works with you now.
Oh,
business
Nate.
Development.
Yeah,
strategist. I'm looking at the website right now, but how do you, when you're a Kansas City guy and, building a great company, how do you go a whole year like that and you have business in all these other cities? I mean, what's the secret sauce to grow your company in other areas? Because I know a lot of people in Kansas City would love to know that.
Yeah.
I think you could give us some tidbits there.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the short and long of it is build really good relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And people are no longer, you know, staying in one spot. So once you build a good relationship, keep that relationship. Keep in touch with people as they leave. You know, so that's, mm-hmm. I think that's really what it came down to is a lot of the relationships for these clients and these projects that we had were because we kept in touch with people when they left Kansas City and went someplace else. So, that New York client we got because we kept in touch with a guy that moved from Kansas City, he was a part of a startup team here, went to Dallas. His brother was a hedge fund manager in New York, right? And his business partner was moving to San Francisco. Follow me here. So this is all about just knowing people and keeping a relationship warm. You know, I think that people underestimate just putting in the time to talk and to catch up and shoot an email and say, "Don't forget about me."
And that's hard to do.
It is a lot of work.
You kind of taken on that role, I think, in your role now with the company. I mean, You're meeting new people. You're working
on the business and not in the business, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it is difficult, but it's absolutely crucial.
Mm-hmm.
And to be thinking about the fact that especially no matter what sales you're in, whether you're a service-based company or a product company or a technology company or anything in between, selling insurance, your lead time is always going to be longer than you think. So start building relationships now that might pay off for something next year.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be patient. You have to be really patient.
That's true. That is true. We both have worked in the service industry, client service,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of hurdles. lot of ups and downs. And sometimes you have to say no to clients.
Yeah. Or to say, you know, if you're not going to make a decision, let's just, you know, I'll keep in touch. If you know anybody else, let me know. But let's move on. You know, let's get to what we both want to do in our lives now.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to George Brooks at Concept Guy on Twitter, founder of Crema. To say that right?
Yeah, Crema. I like that.
Crema.us online. Yeah. His website looks good. You guys have obviously are a tech innovation company and help people build great things. So obviously you'd have a good website.
I hope so.
So talk to us about some of your, you know, some of the coolest things you've worked on or clients you've worked with. I mean, we might not have heard of them, but it really has been kind of inspirational to you for what you've done recently.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's two clients that always pop up to the top of my head and one that we're still working with. But there's a company based out of Cincinnati. Founders are in New York and Toronto and a couple different places, but they're called Tiller. It's TILR.com. And they're really trying to disrupt the on-demand hiring space. So you think of your Ubers or your Lyfts, and there's this new model of an employee or a contractor. Oh, what are they, right? Mm-hmm. What are they that these people that work at a moment's notice?
I call myself a consultant.
Right. Okay. All right. I like that.
Yeah, but right. That's what people, you know, but everyone's like, what the hell do they do?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And they're making money, but what do they do?
Yeah, exactly. How do you eat? You know? And so this company has really built a really brilliant platform to help both companies list and find on-demand resources, you know, so being able to staff and place somebody in a very short amount of time, or on the flip side, being able to use mobile technology to have a network of resources that can pick up jobs at a moment's notice. And that could be anything from, you know, stocking a warehouse to, you know, being a line cook, I mean, across the board, or, you know, a freelance designer, those types of things. So they're really... they're taking on a big challenge. It's a big space. There's a lot of competitors in the space, but their vision for it is grand. So great company, and we've built all the technology behind that. So it's been a lot of fun to collaborate with them.
Tiller.com, skills meet opportunity. Yeah. Trademark that.
That's great. Yeah, cool. I think they're doing an epic job right now.
That's very cool. George, you guys are located in the Crossroads. Mm. We had lunch the other day. That's kind of how we reconnected at Westside Local. Tell us about that experience and that office space for you guys, because I know it's kind of on the west side of the Crossroads.
Yeah, which used to be the cool side of the Crossroads. It's not as cool as it used to be. I think east side is now the cool side of Crossroads.
It's expanding.
It is. So it was funny. We moved in there, what, 6-7 years ago, and I still remember the day we moved in, a lady like running by and saying, did you see my... a guy with a purse. And I was like, where do we move? Like, we're living out in the burbs, right? And so we moved in, and she goes, you know, my wedding rings were in my, and she's getting married that day. And somebody stole her purse. It was terrible. And so we thought, what do we do? Where are we now? Now this is, this is probably what, 4 or 5 years into the true revitalization of Crossroads. So it was getting better, right? Mm-hmm. But even since then, the Crossroads is just lit up with like creativity and technology and business. And, it's just a hub of a really great community. And I think that's what I've just adored being a part and getting connected to the Crossroads District, is not only the other agencies and firms and, in technology that's happening down there, but just knowing, you know, Evan over at Mildred's and his family that runs Mildred's, the coffee shop down there, and knowing Sylvia up the hill where best sub sandwiches. It's like, it's this little like microcosm of people that want to just do great things together. Mm-hmm. So I love it.
A lot of entrepreneurs and really good spaces down there.
Everything's local.
Yes, I love that. Yeah. George Brooks is our guest. Crema.us is the website. Also on Twitter at Crema Lab and also at Concepts Guy on Twitter. We'll be right back. More with Grill Nation after the break. And George Brooks, thanks for listening. Welcome back to Grill Nation with Jason Grill. Appreciate you joining us today on 980 AM, grillnationshow.com, and on iTunes and TuneIn Radio. Let's continue our segment with George Brooks, who's the founder of Crema. The website is crema.us, great company here in Kansas City. Also, George is on Twitter, at ConceptsGuy. George, you've been involved with the entrepreneurship world. I believe you got more involved maybe after the Google Fiber announcement. Were you involved kind of before that? Were you an early pioneer?
I'll actually own that I was.
Okay.
Because I was a part of one of the first teams that put on the first startup weekend here. And that was, what, 9 years ago? So that was the fiber didn't exist. We were a bunch of nerds just hanging out in a room trying to build stuff. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you've kind of seen a lot of the development of the entrepreneur community kind of through the last, 8 or 9 years. Take us through that. So, what has been good? What do we need to work on? What have you seen? Cause I know you've been very involved.
Yeah. I think the thing that I'm really encouraged by, and everybody that it's here, I'll just, as a kind of side story, what I love about working with clients outside of Kansas City is that they want to come to Kansas City. I kind of want to go to New York, right? I want to go to New York and Toronto and hang out with
these
guys.
We were just talking about California the
other day. Yeah, California, right? But more often than not, they go, you know, we've been hearing something about Kansas City, and I want to fly to you. I want to spend time with you there.
Mm.
And
that's
and,
cool.
And there, so there is this still this buzz, and I think a lot of that is attributed to really just a lot of people that are very helpful. And I think that's a pro and a con, honestly. I think that there's been so many people that have really tried to look for opportunities to bring communities together. So you've got the Village, and you've got ECJC, and you've got different co-working spaces now.
There's
Yeah. So then there's a bunch of them, and there's more coming.
Oh yeah.
And I think that's awesome. But the challenge is that at a certain point we kind of have to stop being nice all the time and a little bit get back to work, right? And actually really figure out where we create our competitive advantages, where we start to create our unique value propositions and actually grow companies that have real value. And that is hard. That is work that sometimes you have to put your head under a rock and just grind. And I think that
discipline.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Discipline, right? Yeah. Habits, right? Yeah. Habits are in many ways the formation of a great company. And, you know, I think we want it to be fun and for us to have this experience and to have this ecosystem, this culture. And I think that is awesome. I think it's needed as this kind of undercurrent. But what really needs to happen is then that these people step back in, put their head down and do hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's some of the things that, you talk about the pro and the con or the good and the bad. And I think the good is that we are very helpful, Midwestern, look each other in the eye, smile, help you in any way I can kind of town. And that is different.
Willing to talk to you, willing to meet for a coffee.
Yeah.
Willing to connect you to somebody with nothing in return.
And I've rarely been turned down from any of that. And honestly, it's been a lot of the reasons I've built some good relationships. But at a certain point, I'll be honest, I disappeared for like a year and a half because I was working on growing Crema. When we went from 10 to 20 people, it was because I had to just grind down. I had to work in the business a bit and kind of really figure out how we're going to get our processes right, how we're going to grow our company's value.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing I want to see more out of the community is people really working hard on figuring out how to build successful businesses, create value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's the issue of funding. There's the issue of, resources, and that will continue to be an issue. People that really, really want money will feel like they can't get it. People that, don't really need money will get money that they don't deserve maybe, and that's going to just be a part of that kind of world.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, if you really have a passion, you really have a drive for it, none of that's going to stand in your way of getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that grinding that really takes a lot of work. If you have to work a full-time job and then stay up till 2 a.m. every night working on your gig, do it. If that's what it takes.
That would be tough to do too in your neck of the woods too with a wife and three kids.
Right?
I don't know how
and
you
I
would
still
do it.
I mean, to a certain extent, right? My habit routine, you talk about disciplines, is being at the office from 9. I leave at 5:30. I'm home. I don't touch technology or anything work-related until the kids go back to bed. And then occasionally, not all the time, I'm better than I used to be because I've got great people surrounding me at my company, but I'll open the laptop back up, get back to work, right? Y'all work till 2 a.m. because I still grind and I still love it. Mm-hmm. I'm still driven to do that. That's not for everybody. And I'm not suggesting everybody needs to do that to be successful.
But whereas I'm the guy that gets home and turns on Better Call Saul or The Royals
Game. I'm not saying Netflix isn't on in the background.
Billions.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not on in the background, but I'm trying to get some stuff
That's
done.
That's the problem, though. I mean, I find that it's in my life with the work I do in crisis communications or media stuff. I mean, with clients, you're kind of always on.
Yeah.
You're always checking your email. You're always getting alerts. You're always having to respond. And that's kind of the nature of the beast of what we do. I mean, when you have clients, you are... You can't just close off the computer on the weekend.
They depend on you.
Yeah.
And you want to go in above and beyond for them because if you really do serve them well, that means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I want to see more out of the community. I want to see people grinding. There's a handful of companies that I've watched and I go, you know what? They weren't out at every networking event and they're the ones that are winning. You know,
and that is true. Like you, I remember in my growing my businesses, I was at everything at the very beginning.
Yeah, at the early times.
And then you know you start to have to kind of tail off.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I need the problem with me is I start to tail off and then I don't go back.
I know
it's that one time or
Well, I mean, like I haven't been back to One Man Cups in a while, and that was intentional.
And you used to run it.
Yeah, I mean, and that intentionally so for a little while because when I stepped down as the organizer. I still got people coming up to me going, can I get up on stage? You know, can I be the next person? I'm like, I don't run it anymore. Like I actually had to step away so that I wasn't the face anymore.
But that was good for you.
Yeah. Just
to do 1 million cups.
Oh, I loved it.
I think we met around that time.
I met a ton of people through that.
Yeah.
People always go, did you get a lot of business? It's like, no, I got no business out of that. And that's okay. Honestly, that's okay. What I did is I grew a network.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, business of business, right? And found other people that I connected with and still are, like I said, I'm still fostering those relationships years later.
Mm-hmm. George Brooks is our guest. A couple minutes left in the show today. Learn more about George at Crema.us is his company that he started, a company down in the Crossroads in Kansas City. George is involved in a lot of different things, but also works pretty hard too to get stuff done. George, anything you want to tell us about growing a business that's been kind of, the challenges and some of the positives about that? Because, you know, if you mentioned you were kind of a boutique, which a lot of people are, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
But then there comes a point maybe where you do need to hire more people.
I mean, we kind of intentionally, Dan and I sat down and said, well, what if, you know, what if we grew a little bit? What would that look like? I had a mentor.
You make less money.
You do. You do. Because you have to invest, right? I mean, it is an investment. But I remember a mentor saying like, you know, I wanted a boutique product company, and now he's a $300 million, you know, has hundreds of employees. And I said, well, how'd you get that big? And he goes, you know, one person always sounds, one extra helper, one extra employee always sounds a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Just one. It's just one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, the big things for us is we hired slow. We have only seen the companies that hired fast fail. That's one of my big mantras right now is hire slow, get the right people. Believe in those people, trust those people, give them autonomy to do great work. And that's really what we've been focused at Crema for the last really 5 years, really mm-hmm. focusing down is saying, how can we put processes in place and put the right people in place that I can trust to do the work and I don't have to watch over their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I trust everybody in my company and really they don't have to come to me anymore. And I think what's really awesome is now that there's a brand around Crema, less and less people know Dan and I. You know, more people know Crema than they do George and Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of love that.
Mm-hmm.
I want Crema to have a value and a brand on its own, not just
not just getting George with everything.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes, please.
I know how that is.
Yeah.
You got to touch everything.
Everything.
Well, George, I appreciate you coming on the show today, sharing some entrepreneurial thoughts and a lot of great things that you've been working on. Keep up the good work, man.
Thanks.
I know you're engaged. You're meeting new people all the time.
All the time. Anybody wants to meet, I'll meet.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. George Brooks, founder of Crema. The website is crema.us. He's on Twitter at ConceptsGuy. George, keep in touch, okay?
I will, of course.
Thanks for listening to the Grill Nation show today, everybody. Appreciate you connecting with me, as always, on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. We'll see you again next week. Have a good one. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.